I mentioned at the beginning that today is First Saturday, a day on which we normally honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and I want to honor her today too. Mary is always showing us the way, and in Anuin we have this awareness of her forming our inner life. When we honor her as Our Lady of the Liturgical Life, we're saying she who ponders all these mysteries of the liturgy in her heart teaches us how to do the same. So we honor her on Saturdays. Why Saturdays? Well, largely because of her experience on Holy Saturday. Remember what happened? She journeyed with Jesus through the terrible hours of the Passion, and when he died, she was left still alive, but as if dead. All that had been promised seemed to be voided, empty, and Jesus is lying in the tomb. And what is Mary supposed to do now? Well, she waits in faith. So this attitude or this quality of waiting in faith is especially clear in the life of Mary, and she teaches us this, waiting in faith. Now, we're not in Lent, we're not on Holy Saturday, we're in Advent, but Advent is a season of waiting. Waiting. We're waiting for the coming of the Lord. And we're not just waiting around impatiently or with complaints or with resentments or with doubts. We're waiting in faith. Waiting in faith. Today's psalm response was, or is, blessed are all who wait for the Lord. Blessed are all who wait for the Lord. That is, those who wait for the Lord in faith, because simply waiting is not a blessing. We have to wait with the confidence that God will fulfill his promises. If we wait with the idea that God might not be faithful, well, then we're just sitting in torment. We don't know what's going to happen. It's a horrible experience to be left with uncertainty. That is not the kind of waiting we have. We have the kind of waiting that Mary shows us, how to hold on to the promises of God, knowing that God is faithful, and being able to remain confident even when everything looks like it has gone bad. That's why the Holy Saturday experience is connected to the Advent experience. It was an Advent experience. She was waiting for the coming of the Lord, coming out of the tomb. So here we are waiting, and as we wait, we're not simply waiting with a void or emptiness. We're waiting with promises. Promises that God has given to us and we know will be fulfilled. That's why we keep going back throughout Advent to the promises that God gave to his people in the Old Testament, especially to Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is full of extraordinary prophecies, promises. Today's first reading is another one. He tells the people that there will be no more weeping, you people of Jerusalem who are oppressed, you who are threatened with exile, you who are experiencing famine and upheaval, and uncertainty even, you don't even know if you have food to eat for the day. The promise is, well, the Lord has heard your cry, he's going to take care of you, he will give you bread, he'll give you water, he won't hide himself anymore, he's going to teach you the way to go. And then there's this whole list of promises of abundance, rain and wheat and flocks and lambs and oxen and asses and all the livestock, which are signs of wealth in that agricultural culture. And then he goes on to say, well, the light of the moon will be like that of the sun, and the light of the sun will be seven times greater, like the light of 7 days. Yesterday, I raised the question whether the whether the people of Israel took these prophecies literally or whether they understood them symbolically. This one, for sure, they understood symbolically, because nobody would want the sun to be seven times hotter than it already is. Talk about climate change. We would all be fried in a second. So this is a metaphor. This is a description of abundant blessing. And for people who are living in darkness, the idea of seven times brighter is a hopeful message, not a threat of climate change. Anyway, the promise of the Lord through Isaiah is abundance, restoration, and presence of the Lord. He's going to be with us. He's going to lead us like a shepherd. He's going to heal our wounds, teach us. That's the promise. And the people of God hold on to that promise even when it still looks dark. And remember, in Isaiah's day, the people really suffered a lot. They were weeping. They were experiencing loss, oppression, exile, every sort of hardship. So these promises looked unrealistic. It looked like God had abandoned them. But for those with faith, they knew God had not abandoned them. He would come and restore. They had to wait. The people had to wait in faith. Waiting is not a very popular attitude nowadays. We live in an age of instant everything. And people say, well, if you want to give me abundance, give it to me right now. Don't just give me a promise and then make me wait around. If I order fried chicken, I want fried chicken. I don't want to wait. And people without faith will say to us who believe, don't give me promises of pie in the sky when you die. Give me pie right now. Why should I wait around hungry? You have to be careful of that attitude, because it's the modern mentality, and it creeps into the people of faith. Why is God not acting now? We don't know why. In fact, we don't even know that he's not acting. We just can't see it. So we can't start with saying God is not fulfilling his promises. He is fulfilling his promises. We just don't see it. And he will fulfill his promises in a way we will see it in his time. Anyway, all these prophecies are fulfilled in a preeminent way when Jesus comes. And here we have a gospel where Jesus comes and he goes all around proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and curing every disease and illness. He reveals that his heart is moved with pity for his people. He has not abandoned them. They feel abandoned. They feel like they're sheep without a shepherd. The shepherd is here, and they don't know it. So he says, well, we have to send out laborers to make it known that the shepherd is here, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he sends out the 12. Get everyone to know that something has changed here. The promises are being fulfilled. Now, let's put ourselves in the position of the 12. They have met the Lord. They're following the Lord. They know that he has come from God. They do not have the whole picture yet. I mean, Jesus hasn't died and risen yet. They haven't received the Holy Spirit yet. There's a lot that's still missing. And yet they are already sent out. They're still waiting. But even as they wait, they are sent out in a mission. They're proclaiming the kingdom even before they have seen it fully manifested. This is an interesting thing to reflect on, because it's something like our experience. We are waiting, but we're not doing nothing while we wait. While we wait, we are already sent. While we wait for promises to be fully and visibly fulfilled, we are proclaiming the fulfillment of the promises to all, by the way we live and by what we say. So we're like the 12 here. We are all announcing, by living our faith, we are announcing that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And this message is a necessary one. The world is desperate for good news. People waiting for the end of the pandemic, people waiting for political stability, people waiting for financial restoration, people waiting for something, some sign that something good will happen. Well, we're the signs. We're among the signs that God sends to strengthen the hope of the people. The message, or the instruction of Jesus is, go to the lost sheep, go make known that they're not lost anymore because the shepherd is here. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. We have received, we give. This missionary commission, this mandate to go out and give what we have received, is at the center of what the Philippines is reflecting on in this new year. Maybe you know the theme for the year 2021, gifted to give. Have you heard that? The year 2021 is the 500th anniversary of the arrival of Christianity in the Philippines. So the bishops for years now have been preparing for the year 2021, and the theme of 2021 is on mission, is on being sent out. And the theme they've chosen is gifted to give. I think it comes from this Matthew chapter 9, verse 8. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. If we have received faith, then we are sent out to give faith. Well, we'll be reflecting on that certainly throughout this year. Bishop Mercado has issued a pastoral letter on this. You probably will hear it in the parishes tomorrow. It's supposed to be read in all the masses of this weekend. But for our sakes, let's reflect once again on this dynamic of waiting, because that's what we're doing, but we're waiting with faith. And to wait with faith is already to be sent forth. To have faith is to be gifted. We don't have to see everything. The apostles didn't know everything that was going to happen or how it was going to happen, but they already had good news to give. That's the situation we're all in. Even when we're in difficulties, we can be absolutely confident in the promises of God. That's faith. Faith is to know God is faithful and he fulfills his word. So blessed are all who wait for the Lord. Blessed are all who wait with faith for the Lord. Blessed are all who, like the Blessed Virgin Mary, wait in faith and know that God will fulfill his promises.